Welcome to The Last Straw. My name is Paul Smythe. I'm joined by my co-host, Drew Padgett.
DP episode 3 in the building! Gotta bring that energy, son. What do you gotta say about that?
Oh, boy. You know, you could kind of be a hype man in the back of a rat
track. Hype man!
Oh, boy. Well, I guess, you know, it's pretty late in the evening here on August 16th, 2018.
It's a Thursday.
You're already bringing the energy.
Oh, yeah, always.
I'm liking the haircut.
Yeah, it was nice.
Where'd you, do you have a regular place you go to?
No, I tried a new spot.
Well, how come you don't have a regular?
Well, I usually shave my own head down to a zero.
Oh,
well,
that'll do it.
Yes, but I can't do this by myself.
It's got a nice little, part type. Hairstyle.
I have a double crown, so there's no natural part. I just kind of made one.
I'm terrible at describing hair.
Well, a double crown is, instead of like a regular circle you have in the back of your head, you have two of them.
Oh.
And it creates a calic in the middle, like alfalfa. This little thing right here.
Oh, well, I get the alfalfa, too. I think that's just...
So if it grows long enough, you can come into one side or the other. But I chose left.
Oh. I noticed the Clemson profile picture you posted.
Mm-hmm.
We have a USC fan, University of South Carolina, and he was wearing a Clemson t-shirt.
I was at Fan Day.
Actually,
do you know what Fan Day is?
I mean, I probably understand the
it's
concept.
Where fans go to the stadium and meet the players and get autographs.
Oh, okay. So he's going for the autographs.
I got nothing signed for myself.
Oh. Well, then why'd you go?
Because Bobby wanted me to go.
Basketball coach.
And it was Sunday, and I don't work on Sundays.
Yep. Okay. No reason not to, I guess.
Yeah, I would have been bored otherwise.
Uh-huh. This haircut, how much you pay for it?
$30 with tip.
$30 with tip.
Including tip.
See, I think that sounds a little high, but I have spent more before, so I guess I can't. I don't know, I can't.
That's the most I've ever spent on a haircut by far.
What do you normally spend?
If I go somewhere, like 12.
12. Oh. Yeah, I guess would that be like a sport clips type thing?
Great clips,
yeah.
Sport clips sucks.
Why?
Because they always mess up a buzz cut.
And
they leave patches that aren't shaved. They don't get your neckline right.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a no-go.
Yeah. Shout out to Sport Clips for sucking.
Yep, not a sponsor.
Definitely not.
But we will take you. Don't listen to Drew. We will gladly take your money.
Nope.
Yeah, please.
The place I went is called Roosters.
Roosters.
You ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's on Pelham Road.
Is it a one location?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a chain. Or a sponsor.
Nope.
No, but it's, you go in, it's like a classic barbershop setup. Like wood grain, I guess, hair cutting stalls or whatever.
Hmm.
With, I guess, hot towel treatments and shampoo and all that good stuff.
So it is, it's a barber style.
Yeah, it's a barbershop.
Yeah.
It's a good old-fashioned barbershop.
See, what I like to do, I found one in Columbia. I also found one in Atlanta. I like to find just kind of a local barber who's actually pretty cheap. If I can get out of there spending $20, I'm good. And I'm usually satisfied with the haircut.
Where were your places in Columbia and Atlanta?
Don't know the name of them, and it's just like a random barbershop kind of near Main Street.
Possibly money laundering.
Sure, maybe. Probably not.
Good thing the names were not said.
Yeah, exactly. And if we did say them, we would have to disclaim that they're not yet sponsors.
Not yet.
But I guess I could take a haircut for a sponsor type of exchange.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hit me up, barbers in Greenville.
Except Sport Clips.
No, not a sponsor. But we'll take them.
Nope.
Yes, we will. Please. Please email us at thelaststrawpc@gmail.com.
Yes.
By the way, listeners, that is our email address. If you ever have something you want us to talk about, send us an email at...
Hit us up!
Is that right? TheLastStrawPC?
At gmail.com.
Yes.
Yep.
It's The Last Straw, and then the PC stands for podcast.
I think they understand.
At gmail.com. I don't know. It could have some meaning. It's like FC for a football club. So, The Last Straw, Paul Club at gmail.com.
Not a thing.
I mean, we can make it a thing.
Nope.
No, but anyway, haircuts. 30's a little high, but if they do a good job, it's fine. Was that with tip?
It was 25, and then I gave them a $5 tip.
Okay, you did say with tip, yeah. So, that's fine. It's kind of on the upper limit of what I would spend on a regular basis, but I've been lucky in that I've found barbers who can do it for 15 to $20, including tip. But I'd be fine with $30.
Well, are we talking with the $15, $20 cuts? Are they solid quality?
Yeah, I mean, after I there might occasionally be mistakes, but for the most part, it's good quality.
Well, I'm not about to pay for a salon haircut.
That's funny. I've done it one time. I was in Colombia, and I think it was $50. I don't know. I just thought it was going to be better quality, and I didn't want to... I was still trying to figure out the whole fashionable hairstyle thing. So I figured a salon would really give me what I'm looking for.
Did they?
I mean, yeah, they did, but what I realized was I could go to a cheaper place and get basically the same look, so... So I have spent $50, but I think $30 is generally my upper limit. Until I'm wealthy, and then I'll just have a barber come to my place every day and just give me a little shape up.
There you go.
I'll have a barber, I'll have a chef, I'll have a landscaper, I guess, yeah. Mm.
I'll tell you one thing I don't pay more than $40 for.
What's that?
Shoes.
Shoes. You don't spend?
Nope.
Well, so... Drew's got a little unique situation, I guess, in that he has very large feet.
15.
So he can go to a Ross or something, and they usually have pretty good deals. Ross Dress for Less.
Well, they got to look good and feel good.
Not a sponsor.
Hopefully.
Yeah. I'd love to have them, yeah.
Ross would be a great sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget Sport Clips.
No, I'll take
garbage
Ross.
Fucking
I'll take,
haircuts.
I'll take Sports Clips. I'll take a barber. I'll take them all.
A mall or them all?
Oh, yeah. We could have Simon Malls sponsor us.
Simon Malls, hit us up. You got the email.
Not a sponsor.
Yet. Give us those Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very hard for me to go to the mall and resist getting an Auntie Anne pretzel.
With the sweet dipping sauce.
It's so good. I call it vanilla icing. I don't know what they call it. But
it's probably just like melted sugar.
It's vanilla, whatever. If it's like the plain flavor, it's vanilla.
That defines Paul's lifestyle. Plain.
Well, my favorite ice cream is vanilla.
Yeah.
I did say we were going to not talk about food on this episode because we were pretty heavy on it last time.
Well, when you like something, you got to talk about it.
That's true. Here we are again. We'll never get away.
You can't not talk about food even a little bit.
You can. I'm sure there are plenty of respectable podcasts who don't.
Well, yeah, but they have a theme.
Yeah, I guess we're not respectable either.
We don't have a fucking theme.
Like the Seinfeld of podcasts.
It's a variety show about nothing.
Right, but we're not actually like the Seinfeld. I feel like that's kind of disrespectful to Seinfeld. We don't have any direction. We're not even close.
Yet.
Yet.
Gotta throw the yet in there,
right,
always.
Right, you're right. I was walking down the street the other day.
What street?
Oh, no. Just a sidewalk. It was probably Main Street downtown. And so I'm walking... And there's not a ton of room on the sidewalk. And there's a group of two coming the other direction.
Were they next to each other?
Yes, they were next to each other. And it wasn't really enough room for three people. So either I had to move to the side, or they would have to kind of stagger so the person in the middle would get behind the person they're walking with for a second. And then once they pass me, get next to the person again.
Was there no parting of the Red Sea situation possible?
No, that one's weird. I don't think anyone ever does that.
Well, what you got to do is just like plow through them then.
Yeah, if only I could. If only I were so bold. But basically, they didn't move. So I was forced to kind of move myself to the right.
Did they see you approaching?
Yes, yes. We were walking towards each other. And, you know, I just felt it was a little rude. I feel like in that situation, it's a no-win situation, actually. I'm going to be truly diplomatic here.
Was there a little pause before y'all moved? Like, did y'all get close enough to assess the situation?
Now we're really testing my memory.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there was definitely time for everyone to assess the situation, if that's what you're asking.
So, you got close enough.
Uh-huh.
Did both parties pause and
figure out
what to do next?
No, that'd be... That
or did they not break stride and assume you would move?
No one broke stride. It was just kind of me turning my body so that I could kind of get by them. And they didn't really waver much.
So, they maintained course, and then you kind of let them on their way.
Correct.
Well, who has the right of way in that situation?
Well, and that's kind of what I'm wondering. I feel like Actually, you know what? I do think I should have the right of way. Because if it's like a street, you have there's one direction going one way and the other direction going the other way. And they should each have their own lane. Because this person was kind of over into my lane, it's their responsibility to get out of my way.
I can see that.
And it wasn't a narrow corridor where only two people could fit. There was more room, but comfortably, three people wouldn't be walking on that sidewalk. So I feel like they should have the person in the middle who was blocking my way should have slowed down a little bit so they could walk behind their friend. They could continue their conversation, whatever pointless thing they are talking about. And then once they pass me, they can go right back next to the person.
That does seem to be the most fair way to do it.
There we go. So next time that happens to someone out here, plow through them. That's the moral of this story.
Yep, there you go.
Because it's your right of way, not theirs. If you get injured, you can sue them.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Yeah, no legal advice given. Please ignore that.
We're lawyers.
Nope, no we're not. No we're not.
Small disclaimer, we're not lawyers.
Correct, yes, definitely not lawyers. I want to do a little fun thing here, and we'll call it the rapid fire question round.
Catchy name.
Yeah, I guess it kind of tells you the whole premise of the game. Basically, I'll rapid fire some questions to you, and you'll just answer to the best of your knowledge or whatever you can think about.
All right.
So, first question is, what would you want your last words to be? When you die.
When I die.
Do you want it to be something funny? Do you want it to be serious? Are we... You know, somewhere in between.
What about like a riddle?
If you can, I mean, sure.
Or something that like a senile old man would say.
What, like, I don't know. What would a senile old man say?
I don't know. They're crazy. They can't figure shit out.
Would it be like a back in my day type thing? Or
No. That's just like living in the past.
Like,
I'm talking stuff that does not make sense.
Talking to, like... your dead brother or something who died 30 years ago type?
Well, that's just a whole different thing there.
Yeah, well, then it would be kind of like maybe he's dead and already kind of halfway there talking to him.
Yeah, maybe. Or would you say something totally wacky?
Well, so what are you thinking?
Or harebrained. Well, if it's like a senile old man, maybe something along the lines of, don't shove that peppermint candy cane up my ass.
No. Okay.
I'm just saying that's an example of something that makes no sense.
Well, let's, what would you say?
Nothing to do with candy canes or asses.
Right, right.
Maybe asses.
No, that's probably not. You're 80. Hopefully.
Like maybe I'll say, that nurse sure has a nice ass. And then I'll die right there.
Right, yeah. That would be a funny way to go.
Another way to use the word ass is like, hey kid, come here. Come closer. You're a dumbass. Like that.
Uh-huh.
I gotta factor in the word ass somehow.
Well, okay.
You got any ideas?
You do you. I'm not gonna... No, not in that direction.
You still gotta have last words.
So my last words gonna be like, no, I really have no idea. I couldn't even try and guess.
No one really knows until they get there.
Well, so I guess the question is asking what I would want them to be.
Yeah, there you go. What are your ideal last words?
I mean, ideally it'd be something appreciating my loved ones, I guess. I mean, come on, really? That's what you wanna do. Now if it's in
what if they're all dead?
Oh.
You gotta maintain the positivity here.
So, what? All the friends? Yeah. If all my friends are dead.
That's a song, by the way.
Is it? Who's it by?
Couldn't tell you. Some, like, punk song.
Yeah.
It was in Jackass, I believe.
Yeah, well.
Jackass, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Would love it.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, maybe that's what we can do.
What?
We're gonna create a YouTube channel. And just do stupid stuff like they do on Jackass.
So, like 800,000 other people?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's original.
That way we can build our listener account.
So, last words. Come on. You're beating around the bush here.
Yeah, because I don't have any.
Ideally, what would they be?
Well, so we're
it doesn't have to be verbatim.
We're going
to
take out the optimistic loved ones one.
Take out whatever you want.
That's a question, yeah.
Phrase it how you would want to on your deathbed.
I want to think this one over. We'll come back to it.
Cop out.
No, I really need time to think about it. Unless it's like, hey, watch this. And that would be kind of a unknown last words.
Hey, hold my beer.
Yeah, that exactly. Hold my beer.
All right, well, if you can't think of it now, let's move on.
Hold my rum and coke. Yeah, I do want to, I need to mull it over.
Question numero two.
Yeah. Question number two. So if you found $100 on the ground, what would you do with it?
Like immediately? How long do I have here?
It's up to you.
Oh, well, I'd probably put it in the bank or something.
Oh man, I thought I was going to be the one with the boring answer. Looks like we both are. I would also put it in the bank or some sort of interest-bearing account.
Ugh.
Let's go ahead and cut that one out, and let's say we can't save it.
Okay.
It will disappear in a month.
In a month?
In a month, if you don't use it. And when you use it, whoever you give the money to, it will not disappear for them. So it's real currency, it's just not real for you after a month.
Okay. So you have to, like, purchase goods?
Correct.
Okay. $100.
Yeah, and you have to, and it can't go towards rent or utilities or something responsible.
No bills, period?
Right. If you had $100 to spend recklessly, where would you spend it?
That makes it a little harder.
Yep. You could just buy a lot of fish oil.
No.
That way it's not necessarily an investment in financial, from a financial standpoint. It's a investment in your body.
I'd probably buy food.
Food?
Yeah. Or drinks.
Well, like what?
Like just, like beef jerky. A lot of beef jerky.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. No more food. Stop.
Beef jerky is not really food.
It's food. It's definitely food. What else is it if it's not food?
A hobby. An exercise for your jaw.
The making of it is an exercise for your jaw if it's old enough. If it's gone bad. The act of making beef jerky could be a hobby.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that, but sure.
Ah, so there you go. You could use the money to buy beef jerky making equipment and materials, because I'm sure it doesn't cost more than $100.
I highly doubt it.
You just need a little dehydrator, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert.
Probably some beef.
Beef, right. But you don't want to let it sit for a month. You'd want to get it dehydrated before that month's over.
$100 isn't that much.
Yeah, no, I don't like the beef jerky idea, though.
Okay, what would you do with $100 you just found that you can't use for bills?
I would...
Or other responsible spending.
Other responsible... Right. So it's got to be irresponsible.
You're just wasting money.
I would buy some sort of... Something on wheels. Something fun.
For $100?
Yeah, I guess I'm somewhat limited because $100...
Are you going to buy a Razor scooter?
I could probably go on Craigslist and find a fun longboard for $100.
Yeah.
I could also use it to go skydiving or something.
Mm.
Skydiving is a lot of fun. I've been once. I did have a bit of a cold or something, so the cold air pressing on my face from falling, which is what you're doing when you're skydiving.
No.
The cold air made it extremely painful, and I actually had kind of this painful whatever in my ears for a few days. But other than that, it was fun.
Was it like a ringing or?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't tinnitus.
None of those are words.
One of those is a word. The thing where it wasn't that. It was some sort of pain. I think it wasn't comfortable. But the act of skydiving was fun.
I cannot go skydiving.
Why?
I'm over the weight limit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I think it's 225 pounds.
Oh, that stinks. I didn't know there was a weight limit. I guess it makes sense.
It might just be for some certain skydiving places.
Or equipment. Maybe some. But yeah, so the equipment might not be able to... You might have to have heavier duty equipment.
See?
I hadn't thought about that. Well, so there you go. I was spending on Skydiving.
I actually have a new answer for what I would spend it on.
Hit me.
I would go out to eat, probably with a friend or two.
Mm-hmm.
Probably with Dante, honestly.
Dante?
Not a sponsor. To his favorite restaurant.
What is that?
That is Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
And also not a sponsor.
Do you know that's an industry the millennials are killing?
What, sponsorships?
No. Like Twin Peaks, which is it's basically a Hooters type business.
It's Hooters, but they show more.
Right. So that's
also the food is better than Hooters.
Good. Well, that's an industry millennials are killing.
So I would go there, probably get some alcohol, spend about $50 there,
mm-hmm,
with tip and everything.
Right.
Then I would go to like a movie or something, maybe mini golf.
What movies are out today on August 16th, 2018?
Oh, fuck if I know.
I don't either.
I haven't been to the movies in at least 2 months.
So why 2 months?
Well, hold on a minute. I saw Jurassic World recently, the second one. What was the last one I saw?
You say 2 months, like that's recent. I would guess the average moviegoer does not go every 2 months to a movie.
Probably not.
Especially with streaming and other options.
Well, now that MoviePass is dead, yeah.
Yeah, was it really that popular, though?
I mean, I knew a lot of people that had it.
Oh, really? Okay.
At least 4 or 5.
I strongly considered it, but I guess I didn't end up doing it.
I'm going to see what movies are out right now, just to jog my memory here.
What's the date again?
August 16th, 2018. Checking the movie listings locally.
Mm-hmm.
Here on this Thursday.
August 16th.
Checking what I have seen, what I haven't seen.
Last week, August 9th.
Mamma Mia 2 is out.
Here we go again.
That's actually what it's called, so.
Right. I feel like I saw a trailer for that 5 years ago.
Well, the first one, maybe.
And maybe it was just like the exact same con. I don't know. I'm not a big Mamma Mia guy.
Well, I like the song, but not musicals.
You know what a good musical is?
Nothing.
No, but you know what one a good one actually is?
What, in your opinion, is a good musical?
Hugh Jackman's The Greatest Showman.
What is that?
It's a P.T. Barnum, I think. It's kind of... Hugh Jackman's a big fan of his, so he made a whole musical about P.T. Barnum and his circus.
Oh, Ringling Brothers.
Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey.
Yep, that's the one. It was actually really good. My fiance and I were getting back from a cruise, and we were stuck for however many hours before we could stay at our place, so we went to a movie theater. So we saw it at like 8 in the morning.
That's rough.
It was a weird time to watch a movie.
Well, yeah, that's 8 in the morning in a movie theater.
Yeah, there was one other person. We were in Florida, so there's like some lady who it seems like goes there pretty regularly. She's probably a retiree or something.
Just spends all her days in the movies?
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, if you're older and you're bored and you don't know what to do, I guess the movies are one way to do it. You can have fun for a couple hours.
Or if you do the whole double feature deal.
What, the basically stealing of a second movie?
Well, that too, but sometimes they play two in a row.
I got you, yeah. That's possible.
Now, the stealing of a movie, I don't think is that bad. Because they don't make their money from ticket sales.
Yeah. Well, here we'll move into is it really that bad section.
Hey.
And so every week we do, maybe every week, we'll see if we keep this up, a segment called Is It Really That Bad? And basically we ask something that some people may frown upon, others may not, and it's us trying to determine whether it should be frowned upon or whether it should not be frowned upon. And today's, I think we'll make it, the watching of multiple movies and only paying for one ticket.
Where do you stand on that?
I think that it's not the worst thing in the world, but you probably should be paying for the second movie if you're watching it. Thoughts?
I disagree. I don't think it's bad at all, because like I said, they make their money from concessions.
Well, so, but if you're looking at it, so we have this scale. It goes from just terrible, awful, evil, all the way over to neutral, all the way over to just a saint.
Hmm.
Where is it on that scale? Relative, I guess we'll say, to the neutral, right in the middle.
I think it's a little past neutral to being like a chaotic neutral.
So towards the negative. Bad.
Yes.
Okay.
More so than the saint.
Right. Right.
Because you know what you're doing is kind of shady.
Right. Right. Right.
But in some senses, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
we probably have a similar spot on the scale.
Well, tickets are kind of overpriced.
Right. They are.
Like they if are. You're going to an evening movie, and let's say it's like $14 just for one.
Gosh.
That's average.
I don't know, man.
Might be a little under.
I would hope it's under that.
I mean, 14 might be under average.
Oh.
Like, if you're seeing, like, a 3D yeah. movie or an IMAX movie, it's 18 plus.
Yeah, but what if you go into the IMAX and you need, or the 3D and you need glasses?
Well, yeah, they give you the glasses.
But not if you go, if the first movie you go to isn't glasses. And then you're just going to a movie and wondering why everything is blue and red.
Well, you would have to plan it out so where you see the IMAX movie first in one theater, yeah. then hop over a few doors down,
but then
and see a regular showing.
But then the act of planning makes it more malicious, and you move further on
the, that's true.
On the scale towards evil.
More spontaneity makes it less evil, yes.
Right, right. Huh.
Well, I used to work with a lady who would take her kids to the movies and do that probably once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but you should probably pay for it.
I mean, if you have a good set of morals and values and don't really want to stray from your fundamental belief system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you feel like everything should be fair and up to code with the law.
Right.
Then yeah, you'll pay for it.
Right.
But if you have a looser sense of, I guess, direction, then you don't feel the need to pay for a second movie.
Yeah. Well, and also maybe if it's the worst thing you're doing, you're probably not that bad of a person.
Yeah. I mean, so. It's not like selling drugs on the streets.
Right, right. As soon as you get into that, you just, you know, what's next?
I guarantee all drug dealers hot movies.
Hot movies? I doubt drug dealers are in the movies at all unless they're trying to sell product.
Hey, you never know.
Not sponsors, by the way. We're not sponsored by drug dealers.
Yet.
Yet. That's right.
I don't know how that would work as a sponsorship.
Well, maybe if we...
would they just give us drugs?
Or if we do like a pharmaceutical company or something.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Like Pfizer.
Good save.
Right, yep.
I know a guy who was going to blow the whistle on Pfizer and settled out of court for $80 million.
Well, here you go.
$80 million.
Us knowing that is probably not a good thing.
I know where he lives, too.
Don't. Let's not get
I'm him. Just going to say it's in Simpsonville.
Stop.
He built his house
for
$5 million.
No.
It's a $5 million house. I'm done.
We're gonna move back to the rapid fire question round.
Question round!
That's right. So we did the $100 one. Next one was, if you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends or family assume you did?
Well, I tend to put up this good guy vibe.
Right.
So it'd probably be something like shady.
Like what?
And maybe internet based.
Like what?
Or something financial.
Financial?
Like, I don't know, maybe money laundering.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe grand larceny.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, these are all great to do. Try them out, guys.
Yeah. Please don't. Our lawyers, nope. We don't want this. Do not try any of those.
Hopefully they wouldn't think something like really bad.
Right.
Like human trafficking.
Right. Yeah. No, I would hope not also.
Because that's just a whole different level.
Yeah.
So probably something in the realm of finances or fraud.
Fraud.
Fraud would be something.
Like frog fraud or fraud fraud.
That makes no sense. Or, based on my appearance alone, that you could think, like, something violent. Like, oh, he beat somebody almost to death.
Right. Huh. Well, that would not be the one you want.
No, it probably wouldn't happen.
No.
I'm a pretty calm guy.
Yeah, I don't think it would happen.
And you can't spell calm without clam.
Or alm.
This is just going nowhere.
Or CA for California.
Yes. Now, what would your family think you did?
I think it would also be like something financial.
Triple homicide?
Yeah, financial triple homicide. Mm-hmm. I beat him so bad in a business deal, it's considered homicide.
Ooh. Fair market? Free market.
Right, free market. Free and fair market.
Mm.
Fair use market. We're talking
Don't say free use. That's something else.
Yep. Nope.
Anyway, it would probably be some sort of business. Maybe they would think I was being all heroic and saving someone's life or something, and I just somehow broke some random law.
Like a stupid old law?
I don't know.
Because I know a few of those in this state.
Yeah, tell me about it. There was a... Sorry, I guess we're kind of getting off on a tangent here.
Have no direction.
That's true. We have no tangents to get off on. It's all just the path of the show.
There you go.
Left, right, straight, backwards. We don't really know.
In a loop?
What was I talking... Oh, yeah. So I applied for my marriage license with my fiancé, obviously, not just me.
marrying himself, people.
Yesterday, and they require a 24-hour waiting period to pick up the license. Even though really nothing is actually happening in those 24 hours, I guess they have it in place so if you change your mind, you can change your mind.
Oh, if you change your mind, you can change your mind. Look at that.
Look at that. Hard-hitting analysis here.
Well, you already have your license now. So that's all done with. You did not change your mind.
That's correct. Yeah, it was the 24-hour waiting period. I actually showed up 23 hours and 59 minutes. Or I guess a minute before. Probably an easier way to explain this.
Yep.
A minute early, and I just waited. And then once the time hit, I got the license.
After all these years of being together and living together, you did not change your mind.
Right, yeah. Hey, that 24 hours, we were really thinking it hard, weren't we?
Is it really worth it?
Oh, boy. Is it really that bad?
Breaking up after 3 years, or 3 years plus.
Yep.
Cough.
Right, yep. I think, it's kind of a weird rule, but I bet there's been some case somewhere in South Carolina where it has been a good thing, so. Still a dumb rule. Get rid of it, but.
Well, it's not as dumb as a couple I've seen recently or heard of.
Uh-huh.
Like, one is from back in the day.
Go on.
Where legally on Sundays, you can beat your wife on the courthouse steps.
Oh, gosh. No.
It's a law, people.
Yeah, no. See, that's a law that would not actually be allowed. There's no way any judge would see that and be like, oh, it's Sunday on the courthouse. No big deal.
Well, I think one that's harder to enforce based on personal space and privacy matters is the one that says oral sex is illegal, period.
Right? Another one that's just...
Does each house have a cop just waiting?
Nope, I sure hope not, because then we're getting an NSA and really surveillance, Big Brother type stuff.
Yeah. No fellatio.
Nope. We'll go ahead and move on from that topic.
All right, also. Moving on from the fellatio.
We got...
Foreplay over.
We have another rapid-fire question.
Lay it on me.
Actually, the last one.
Oh.
So, in this one, I'm really looking forward to it. It may fall flat, but I think it's going to be pretty darn good.
What is it?
I want you to think of a product and tell me what that product is, and then I'll tell you the next step.
Okay.
So, any product.
The Shake Weight. Shake Weight.
Well, this is probably a good one.
I try to make it funny.
So, now that we have the product, what would the worst brand name be for it? So if you had to name it one thing, what would the worst possible name be?
Well, based on appearance alone.
Right.
And the motion of said Shake Weight.
Right.
Shake Weight's already kind of a bad name.
Yeah.
Although it does hit the nail on the head.
That's correct.
Worst name possible I can think of
is,
I guess, Masturbation Practice Tool.
Oh, God. Yeah. Let's try and do another product. Let's say we have Dasani, the bottled water company.
Okay.
What would the worst brand
produced by Coca-Cola.
Not a sponsor.
Yet. Oh, I would love that so much.
Yeah. We'll
Come on, Coke. Bring
we'll
it on.
It. We'll take it. Because they do Dr. Pepper. So.
Dr. Pepper is not that great.
Yes, it is. We've already discussed this.
I had a Diet Dr. Pepper on the way here. It was fantastic.
The audience agrees with me that Dr. Pepper
We're not going to keep visiting the subject.
Hey, you're the one who started it.
You brought up Dr. Pepper.
No, I think you did.
No, definitely not.
Well, you're the one who made it a discussion. We were just talking about Dr. Pepper being not a sponsor. Or a sponsor.
Coke. Okay, Dasani water. What about it?
Yeah, so Dasani. What could be the worst possible name it could be branded as?
Not acid.
Poison. Poison. Urine. Fecal matter.
Satan's sweat.
Right. That's a good one. What's another product?
Just say anything at this point.
Xbox. It's like an Xbox One or an Xbox 360.
This is a tough one.
Well, if it's a brainwash machine or something.
Oh.
Time waster.
Addictive rectangle.
Right, yeah.
That's probably somebody's gamer tag.
Addictive rectangle. That's a funny name. Why didn't we name our podcast that?
Addictive rectangle?
Yeah, I think it would...
It makes no sense.
Neither does The Last Straw. It makes no sense to us and
Sean.
Well,
that's an inside joke.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if we'll ever share that with the audience. We'll see.
Well, if we get Sean on here one day, he can help explain it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. It never really translates.
He doesn't live too far from here, so...
Yeah, we'll get him on. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we need another microphone, though.
Yeah, and a way to... Yeah.
We can get a USB, like, splitter or whatever.
Yeah, we'd have to figure out the tech. But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, we'll get him on. Eventually, one of these days.
Another product. Let's say... Ooh. If we do a car, we'll say a Toyota. Toyota Corolla. A death box or something.
A death box? They're supposed to be the most safe.
Right, but we're not talking about accurate names. We're talking about the worst possible brand name you can do.
Oh.
So a death box. Overpriced Corolla.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing terrible brand names. You can be as specific as you want.
Sex repellent?
I don't think Toyota's actually going to use... They may use sex repellent. We'll see. not sponsors yet, but we'll see.
Toyota?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they will be. They'll be
That'd
like,
be
oh,
a cool sponsorship.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah,
free cars.
Toyota.
Free cars, yeah.
Give me a new hood and bumper.
Or they'll just give us like a floor mat for our car.
Yeah, either way, it's something.
More than we have right now.
Yeah. That's All right, funny. So Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Death box. Sex repellent.
We could do like a bicycle helmet. What's the helmet companies? Like
Bell?
Yeah, Bell.
Or Huffy?
Bell. So we instead of a Bell helmet, we could do...
The Easy Break.
The Easy Break helmet. Oh, that's perfect. Easy brake helmet. What about a bicycle? Hard brake. Difficult brake bicycle.
Bicycle. I don't have one for that.
Like braking as in slowing down, not braking, yeah. Sorry, I'm not funny.
What about a cell phone?
Cell phone. Oh, let's do Apple. That's a common one.
Like the company or the fruit?
Let's do both. First, the company.
Jobless Enterprise.
Jobless Enterprise. That's...
Or should I say Jobsless?
Oh, Jobsless? Yeah, that's good. That's really
good. Dark humor.
Yeah, well, R.I.P. Steve Jobs, bless up.
That was dumb.
No, it wasn't. It's necessary.
What do you got for Apple?
Marketing hype.
Yeah? What about Corporate Tyrant?
Corporate Tyrant, perfect. The Corporate Tyrant, iPhone 7.
There you go. Well, you could say the same about Amazon.
It rolls off the tongue, really.
What about Amazon?
Amazon.
Shippers R Us.
Soulless Goods.
Soulless Goods.
but, I mean, really, Amazon does a pretty good deed, and they're not a sponsor yet. So.
Oh, that'd be a great sponsor.
Yeah, we appreciate all your hard work.
That'd be the ideal sponsor.
No, I mean, I think the ideal sponsor is whoever's going to pay us the most money.
Well...
I'll take a
Bezos is worth $1 trillion.
I'll take a sponsorship from virtually anyone if they pay us enough.
Virtually anyone.
Virtually, not literally.
Okay, so not like some guy named Steve hands you $5.
Oh, $5 isn't enough.
Well, we can give him a shout out.
If some guy, shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Rooster's Men's Grooming Center.
Right,
Pelham Road, Greenville.
Right, that shout out costs you $20.
I went there August 11th, 2016, and that was Saturday.
Or just another free haircut for Drew.
Free haircut would be great.
Right, yep.
Get a little shape up.
Today's August 16th, by the way. I know you're
Thursday,
saying.
Thursday, yep.
Yep, Thursday.
We always record on Thursdays.
That's correct.
For now.
Right, for now.
Might have to do it every day if we start making money.
Yeah, someday when we make money, we'll just record podcasts on Tuesday.
And Thursday.
And just do what we want.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what we're talking about right now.
What are we talking about again?
Anything.
That's right. Horrible brand names. What if... So let's do like a Pyrex baking dish. Just a clear baking dish.
Okay.
That you would bake
glass out. Or plastic?
We'll say glass.
Okay.
Easy shatter.
Breaky boy.
Easy shatter, breaky boy.
Slippery always.
Slippery always, yeah. Sticky instead of a non-stick. Very stick. It's hard to think of a name for that one, but that's a good one. What if, let's do a fridge. We'll keep it in the kitchen. Well, instead of frigid air, whatever. Not a sponsor.
Hot box.
Hot box. I feel like that one's easy, but it's a good one. It's a really good one.
Food sauna.
Food sauna? Food sauna. That's another great name for the podcast.
Just food sauna. I mean, last episode was food-based.
Food-based?
Topic-wise.
That's right. Yeah, I guess I'm trying to avoid that, aren't I?
Yeah, but we still brought it up.
Yeah, we can't help it. We really can't. What's a Taco Bell?
Another name for Taco Bell?
Dog meat. Dog meat special.
Shit in a tortilla. With Baja Blast.
Yeah. Do they still have Baja Blast?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's a Taco Bell
thing. Oh, Baja Blast is so good.
I don't think I've had it many times.
I would be sponsored by Mountain Dew based solely on Baja Blast.
Yeah, not sponsors now. We'll take them.
Because Miligelo is better than Mountain Dew.
Now, see here, I would actually take a sponsorship from, what's a terrible, terrible drink? Don't say Dr. Pepper.
Big Red.
Big Red.
You ever had Big Red soda?
No, I haven't.
Imagine Cheerwine and Pepto-Bismol mixed.
Ooh, I'd take a sponsor for them for money.
Yeah.
We should get a sponsor from Shaq Soda.
I'd love Shaq Soda.
Shaq Soda.
I don't care what flavor. Cream soda, orange cream soda.
We'll take the orange Shaq.
I remember one time at your house in Columbia, I had Shaq Soda mixed with grape Four Loko.
Oh, gosh.
That was fucking awful.
I love... Oh, Four Loko is a very good drink.
Four Loko is so bad.
Now, see, Four Loko...
I'd rather have Mad Dog.
No, here. If anyone's ever had the... Limerita, Raspberita.
Those are terrible too.
Not sponsors. Those are just Four Lokos rebranded.
But they're made by Bud Light.
If you don't believe me.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
It's probably made by Bud Light, not sponsors currently.
I'd take a bigger sponsorship.
If you don't believe me that Four Lokos and the Raspberita, Limerita, whatever's are the same thing, try it on a taste test. I guarantee you'll be like, this is the same thing.
That's probably why I don't like either.
I like them. I do.
I had one night, also in Columbia, I had that Grape Four Loko Shaq Soda drink.
Mm-hmm.
I had some Mad Dog.
Mm-hmm.
I had some Watermelon Four Loko.
Oh.
And I was smoking the reefer.
Oh.
And all that combination there, I was spinning out of my fucking mind.
I believe you.
Sitting on the couch.
Right.
Talking to Aaron and, what's her face? Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
Yeah, she was there.
I haven't seen Brianna in a long time.
She's really small.
She's awesome.
She is cool, but she's small.
Yep. Yeah. What's another brand name here?
Let's see.
Let's do like a power tool or something. A Ryobi hedge trimmer or something.
Black & Decker.
Black & Decker hedge trimmer.
Okay.
Lack
& Decker.
Lack & Decker. that one would work with Easy Break also. I think Easy Break's just a brand name, a very bad brand name. Maybe that's a business venture.
Easy Break?
Easy Break Easy LLC. Break oven? Yep. Easy Break oven. Easy Break helmets. Really, any Easy Break car, Easy Break fridge.
These would not sell.
We could... Oh, maybe it would. It's a gag gift. We could do
That's it, though.
Or we'll just...
You're shoehorning it into one corner of the market.
If we market it enough, people will be like, what am I missing out on here? And they'll buy it.
Then right when they take it out of the packaging, everywhere.
They'll just need to buy another one.
If they don't learn after one... If they don't learn before one,
they'll just keep buying and we'll get rich. Easy break. It's that easy.
I get that most people are stupid, but who would actually buy that?
And then we could do the Staples, not a sponsor.
Oh, Staples.
That was easy button.
Yeah. But it'll That's not a thing anymore, but yeah.
But it'll be the, they still have them.
But it's not popular.
Right. It could be the that was easy break button. And you press it once and it just shatters.
Yep. Everything self-destructs.
We have created a new business in 15 minutes.
How we shall monetize that? No clue.
We sell it, and the stuff breaks so quickly. Well, of course,
that's how you monetize anything. You sell it.
Right, and when we that's how we maximize the monetization. We'll figure out the marketing.
You have to get places to buy the license.
License for what?
Or just license it out so places can sell it.
No. We do online retail and over here at Easy Break LLC.
Didn't you try that once before, but with, like, glass tobacco pipes?
No, it was candle holders, that type of thing.
Oh, candle holders.
Yep.
Wink.
Those were not Easy Break.
No, they're pretty solid glass.
But we should do Easy Break LLC and just create anything.
As much as I love the idea of making anything breakable.
Right. And then when people buy it, it's called planned obsolescence. We put it
that
on...
That is definitely a real thing.
We put it on a fast track. So instead of, you know, being all subtle about it and it breaks after 3 years.
I feel as though someone called out Microsoft for planned obsolescence.
What was it?
I think something about the Xbox One, the original one.
Oh, really?
Or maybe the 360.
Well, the 360 had significant issues pretty continuously.
Oh, yeah. The red ring was very prevalent.
You know, the weirdest way to fix the red ring was to wrap it with a hot towel.
That actually didn't work.
It worked for me.
But for how long?
Long enough. It wasn't a permanent fix.
No.
But, yeah, planned obsolescence is essentially a company making the product with the plan for it to become obsolete either by breaking or whatever.
Or they make a new product.
A few years down the road.
They stop updating said product.
Yeah, exactly. And it forces you to buy a new product.
Apple is 100% doing that with iPhones.
Oh, yeah, because they throttle it after whatever. Maybe they stopped it after the outreach.
Well, they make a new one what seems like every year.
Yeah, well, all phone companies do that now because people love their physical key or their touchscreen keyboards. They gotta have a new one.
And their apps.
The kids and their apps, yep.
I've had my phone for almost 2 years now.
How old are your kids gonna be when they have a phone?
Oh, I didn't get my first phone until I was 15.
Right. You wouldn't make them wait that long, right?
At least high school.
Really? You'd make them?
Ooh. Probably.
I feel like most, a lot of elementary
They'll have stuff to do kids. In the meantime.
Like what?
Like sports.
Yeah, but...
And homework.
No one's gonna be playing sports 8 hours a day outside of school.
8 hours a day? You go to school for 6 or 7. Yeah, you sleep for at least 8.
Yeah, so that...
You eat.
That puts you at...
You do chores.
Yeah, chores. Okay.
You gotta keep your kids in line, Paul.
I understand this, but they're gonna be... You know, they'll occupy themselves with something when they're not doing chores and whatever.
Well, they can have video games, TV.
Yeah, okay.
If TV's still a thing.
Well, it's...
Not just streaming services.
It'll just be for old people.
Yeah?
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you grew up without cable.
That's right. And I don't have cable now. I don't see a use for it. I mean, I see the use, but I don't think it's that necessary.
I don't either, and I grew up with it.
Yeah.
There's no point in having it.
Especially with streaming now, but...
Right.
Even without streaming, I didn't really see it as being a necessity.
It just costs too much for what you get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think my parents spend somewhere in the $120 range per month.
The problem is, somehow your bill just keeps going up year after year. Somehow.
You just gotta cancel it and find a stream for what you want to watch. It's free.
Or you can threaten to cancel it and get a discount.
Or you can just pay $10 a month for Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of there's a generational gap with the streaming to television consumption.
Oh yeah.
So it would be about people kind of learning that, hey, I can just have Hulu. But I guess if you're older and you're used to watching television, you like to have certain programs at certain times. Right. It's just part of your routine.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But Hulu has Jeopardy now, so if someone has Jeopardy in their routine, yep.
Wow.
Just added it.
It's news to me.
Yeah, they love advertising their new shows whenever they hit them.
I'll say I just finished watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine the way through.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It kind of fell off at the end there.
Oh, really?
I see why they canceled it.
Yeah.
And I also see why they brought it back.
Oh, they brought it. They're bringing it back again?
I think NBC brought it back. It was on Fox.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fox canceled it. It got political.
Oh.
In the fourth and fifth seasons.
No one likes politics.
No, it's a comedy show.
Yeah, no one likes
stick with
that.
Comedy.
Yeah.
It just got kind of serious and political.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, but hopefully they'll turn it back around in season six.
Oh. Oh, so they have brought it back for another season.
Right. I don't know when that season is going to premiere.
Yeah.
But it will happen sometime in the near future.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed the first season. I didn't necessarily watch much after that, but I enjoyed it.
First season was the best.
Yeah. Let's get back to this product thing. I think this is hilarious.
Well, we gotta think of products.
I mean, it's so easy. I'm looking at a computer monitor. How about that? We'll call it, what brand is this?
Dell.
Yes, it is a Dell computer monitor. Not sponsors.
Yet. I'm always gonna say yet.
Yet, right, yeah, that's important. We'll take it anyway.
So what's another name for a monitor? Computer monitor.
Computer monitor. Oh, this is actually one. This is harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Let's say
face of the internet.
Face of the internet. Yeah, but that's kind of true though. It's not a. We want something that's just bad.
Useless tech box.
Useless tech box. Yeah, I don't like this monitor one.
No, you picked it.
Yeah, you're right. I made a mistake.
Okay, speakers.
Speakers.
Loud boys.
Loud boys. or pitchy.
Just pitchy?
Pitchy. Or sounds terrible.
Screamers.
Screamers. No, some people might like that.
Screamers?
A screamer, yeah. If you're in a rock and roll band and you want to just rock out on stage, you need some screamers.
No, scream is a whole different genre.
Yeah, but I'm talking just the mic being called screamers. Or the speakers. Yeah, the speakers.
I mean, rock bands can have screamers that don't actually sound like screamo.
Yeah. What's another one? Let's do like companies. Let's say because like we did Taco Bell.
Let's do Lay's.
Lay's.
Like potato chips.
Bland.
Safer than airbags.
Nothing special.
I like mine.
You like Lay's?
No, I'm just saying my idea for the name.
What was yours again?
Safer than airbags.
Yeah, sure. Why are they safer than airbags?
Because I think something like 80% of the bag is air.
Oh, right.
Talk about wasting money.
Yeah, mostly empty.
Yeah.
Mostly empty barbecue chips. not a sponsor. We'd love to have you, please.
Broken.
We think all chip companies do that, not just you, Lay's, so we'll take anyone.
The only bag I've found of any chip product, period, is Fritos Flavored Twists. Most of the bag is filled with product, not air.
That's good.
I'd say something like 75% of the bag there is actual chip.
Or you probably could have a bag of popcorn.
Popcorn is not a chip, but sure.
Yeah, but it's in a bag.
I love how we're talking about food.
Oh, gosh. Dadgummit.
I'm pretty much done with this product thing, not gonna lie.
Oh, man, I'm loving this. All right. I know I still have to answer what I want my last words to be.
Yes, we've talked enough about products and renaming products. I know you enjoyed it.
As much as I'd love to keep... This could be the show.
You're beating around the bush here.
We could just make a show centered around the easy breakup.
Have you thought of some last words?
So, I have two. I think one could be...
Two words or two phrases?
My favorite anti-joke.
Which is?
Why did the kid drop his ice cream?
Because he got hit by a bus?
That's the one. Love that joke. If I'm not going to be serious, I think that would be a funny one to end on.
I like that.
Another one could just be something random like, remember the Alamo.
That's a little played, but sure.
It is?
Well, yeah, that's a pretty common phrase.
What, by people on their last words before they die?
No, but still, it's a common phrase.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, Tiantino's drama. Or that's what she said.
What did you have? I feel like you don't have anything better.
What did I say?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah.
It was something funny.
Yeah. I'm sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So do you not have serious ones?
Well, the serious ones would be like, you know, loved ones and stuff like that.
Like, remember I'll always love you and all that stuff?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll sing, a song.
Sing a song? You can't sing.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
He knows I can't sing.
Yeah. I can't either, but I will anyway.
Right, yeah.
Not right now. You're not that lucky.
We could sing, what was the thing we were humming earlier? Oh, Mamma Mia.
By ABBA. Here we go again. Great Swedish band.
Great Swedish band?
ABBA, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Oh! People who sang Mamma Mia!
You know what I've noticed recently?
What?
Today's date, August 16th, for any of our listeners in 2022. We're in 2018 currently. You know the song Africa?
By Toto?
By Toto.
Yeah.
It's been played a lot recently.
Are you sure it's not been the remix by Weezer?
Remix, sure. Well, that's because the local alternative radio.
We got to talk about terrible remixes on another episode.
But it's not even. Did Weezer do a recent remake or something?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why it's popular again?
Probably.
I feel like
Toto's Africa is always going to be a great song.
Yes, it's a very good song, but I haven't heard it regularly until recently. Then no. why did Weezer start it? Because I saw
they wanted to cover it. I guess
I know America's Got Talent, not a sponsor, had it, and they had a choir on who played Africa. You know, with the and they did all the sound effects. It was really cool, but that wasn't Weezer. There's just something about the song that has been played a lot recently, and I don't know why.
Because it's a classic.
Yes, but it wasn't. Why was it? Why did it start now? And why was it not being played a year ago at the same pace?
I don't know. But I know Weezer's cover is not that great. There's no soul in it. There's no emotion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something. It's I'm sure it's not an easy song to execute.
Now I like Weezer as a band.
Yeah, definitely.
But they should stick to original content.
Yeah.
And not covers.
I mean, covers are always going to be short, nice, yeah, but they're not going to be.
Some covers are better than the original.
Like what?
Smooth Criminal, Alien Ant Farm. Originally played by Michael Jackson.
Better than Michael Jackson? I don't know enough to comment, but I'm sure that's not really a very commonly shared opinion.
Oh yeah, that's been voted the best cover of all time by I think VH1.
Oh really?
One of those sort of music TV stations or websites.
I still feel like most people would pick Michael Jackson, but that's interesting.
No. I'm telling you, I love Michael Jackson, but that is the best cover of all time. Terrible impression.
Are you kidding me? I'm really bringing out my singing voice tonight.
Yeah, he's a regular cabaret singer here.
Mamma mia.
Ugh.
Cabaret? No, I'm more like opera.
All right, I feel like we should wrap this up by really talking about our plans for the weekend.
Yeah, we're less than 24 hours away from our bachelor party in...
Not our bachelor party.
North Georgia Mountain.
My
bachelor party in the North Georgia Mountains. Really looking forward to it. Well, I don't know what the etiquette is for guests, but I brought everyone a drink.
Some bottom shelf liquor.
Hey, it's, you know what? We have a lot of guests, so we got to bring enough drinks. I'll have other alcohol, but these are like little portable, carryable things.
Is there any like... convenience store near the house?
It's in the mountains.
Great.
What are we going to need it for?
I don't know. Food and beer?
Yeah, we can get the beer. We can get them both on the way. It'll be really easy.
What if we want to like go out somewhere?
Stopping at a store. I mean, there's not going to be bars. But
I don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, so I think it is actually kind of close to potentially bar type places.
Like a restaurant or entertainment?
I'm sure there's going to be
not that stuff. We won't be entertained.
Well, I'm sure we may just have to drive 20 minutes or something.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, we'll be all right. And anyways, we're there to just have some fun.
Right. We'll be there tomorrow night through Sunday morning-ish.
Yep.
Is there a checkout time on Sunday?
10 a.m., I think. Or maybe, no, it's 11. It's 11.
Thank goodness.
That's common for Airbnbs to have earlier check-ins. Just because you have the...
Earlier check-ins or check-outs?
Check-outs. Yeah.
Because check-in is 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Correct, yeah. You have the early check-out and the late check-in, just so the cleaning crew has enough time to turn over the unit and have it ready. Actually, I had an Airbnb rental in Atlanta for a little while.
Hmm.
It was a nightmare. we me and a partner had renovated the property, and it just had so many issues that it really shouldn't have been rented yet. And we still got good reviews, but it was just a headache to try and coordinate everything. So maybe I'll get back into it someday when I buy a beach property, but I don't know about a regular investment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, it should be fun. Get to see some people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it'll be nice to see
some college roommates.
All the friends, get everyone together. Hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a raging time. If we don't record next week, we died.
Yeah. Yep. If we don't record on August 23rd, 2018, we're dead.
Which is a week from today, which is what?
August 16th, 2018. I'm glad you asked. I forgot about that.
Yes. Got to make sure they don't forget.
Yeah, it's important.
Got a date stamp all over this thing.
Well, we only do it like once a show, if we're being honest.
As long as it's under five times, then we're in the sweet spot.
Exactly. So what's the verdict here? How much should a haircut cost? I want to wrap this thing up.
I'd say no more than 20.
20? Yeah, 20 seems reasonable. Including tips, 20 is what I go for.
Okay.
I bring a 20. Even one of my barber in Atlanta, for a while he charged $12. I just brought a 20 and left him the tip.
Hey, that's a pretty good tip.
I mean, still, it's $20. That's just kind of the price I expect to pay. Who has the right of way if we're doing the 2v1 situation?
The one.
Right. So you've got two people walking. The one person who's blocking the way should slow down a little bit to walk behind their friend. They can continue their conversation, let the person pass, and then you can get
walked. The inner walker should defer in the 2-on-1 situation.
Right. But if there's room, if there's enough room and the one person is just being a jerk and walking right in the middle, then they can get over.
If there's enough room, it's a moot point.
It might not be, though, if the one person is walking like a jerk. I wasn't, and there wasn't enough room, but...
Well, that's all hearsay for me.
Exactly. I'm never a jerk. So I guess the last part, this episode is brought to you by the Easy Break Oven and the Easy Break Dishware.
The Easy Break line of products.
Easy Break line of products. They are sponsors. They are.
It's kind of like how Tim and Eric has the Cinco products.
Yep.
Tim and Eric, great show. Would love to be a sponsor.
It's free.
Or be sponsored by them.
It's free real estate. It really is.
Yes.
So we'll wrap it up. I think we've had a good show here. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week. Today's August 16th, 2018. We'll be back next week, August 23rd, 2018. And I think my pal Drew here is going to carry us out.
Okay, I have some plugs to give for our outreach here.
Oh.
Our contact information.
Oh.
Remember,
right.
Email address.
Mm-hmm.
TheLastStrawPC.
Which stands for Paulcast.
@gmail.com.
Right.
Find us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
@TheLastStrawPC.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on YouTube. Search for The Last Straw on YouTube.
Is that so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What is the iTunes link?
It's not up yet.
iTunes is not up.
We still have
Facebook, also not quite up yet.
iTunes likes to make things difficult.
Yes, iTunes can be a little difficult.
I press contact to contact their support and it just puts me in a loop. It's a never-ending loop, and it takes me to this page, then I log in, then I press contact, and it takes me back to the page, and I log in, I press contact. Drives me nuts.
Well, point is, email us, tweet us, comment on our YouTube page as soon as we upload the podcast to YouTube.
And we'd love ideas for discussion topics. We'd love ideas for video topics. If you want to see something stupid on a video on YouTube, we'll be happy to do it.
We can tweet videos.
Yep.
We don't have an Instagram as yet.
Someone talk to us, please.
No Instagram yet. Facebook working on it.
Right, yep.
That's about it. That's all I got.
We'll get there. So I think that kind of wraps this up. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
And remember, as always, this last straw does not suck.